Shalom, welcome. Towards the end of Parshat Maaseh, the Torah tells us the laws of the Ur Mikvah and the Goel Adam. The Torah warns us that these rules are only for an accidental murder. If someone kills accidentally, he has to go to an Ur Mikvah, a city of refuge. The Torah warns us not to accept kofar, a monetary payment in lieu of punishment. An accidental murderer can't pay instead of going into an exile. An intentional murderer certainly can't pay instead of his punishment, but he can't even pay to have exile as an alternative punishment. Let me pay, I'll go into exile, that way I'll stay alive. Nope, we don't allow that. When the Torah tells us this, it uses the language, Ki adam hu yachanif et haaretz. The blood or the bloodshed will flatter the land. Yachanif means flattery. We all know flattery. We overly compliment someone because we want them to feel good or we want her to feel good. We want something from them. That's chanifa. That's flattery. So the Darash Moshe asks, how is flattery the right term here? To answer that, Moshe Feinstein teaches us an important yesod. Every society, hopefully, has rules against murder and bloodshed. But there's a big difference between the Torah's iser and the laws of our civil society. Why is each malchut, each country, makbid on murder? So Darash Moshe points us to Pirkei Avot, Pirkei Gimel, Mishnah Bet. It tells us, you should daven for the king or the government, the palo b'shlomo shel malchut, because were it not for the fear of the law, people would swallow each other alive. In other words, it's because of Yishuv Ha'olam, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Yishuv Ha'olam, probably translated as the betterment of society. In order to have society be a functioning place, we need to have laws against bloodshed and enforce them. That's the motive. That may be a good motive. We do want society to be a functioning and safe place to live in. There's also a downside. If the nation's intellectual elites and decision makers decide a certain person or group of people, a segment of society, a neighboring nation is an impediment to society, so then it feels it's okay to kill him or to kill them. That is the cause of some of the wars in the world. It allows people to convince themselves not only are they not doing anything wrong, they're making the world a better place. Certainly, if this is their sole motive, they would not care about Chayei Shah. Chayei Shah is extending the life of someone who's terminally ill, giving him little more time alive. So instead of dying in X amount of time, he'll die in X plus. They would not value the life of someone very old. He says, as it's known, doctors don't try so much to help old people. I would add right now, I know that certain places during Corona made the decision that no one above a certain age gets a ventilator. Torah's issue isn't because of Yishuv Ha'olam. It's because of Chashivut Ha'adam. A person is important and worthy of living as long as he can. Even a person who's not able to help out with Yishuv Ha'olam, it is usher to kill, just as much as it's usher to kill a fully functioning member of society. Even someone who you would consider a shote, literally a fool, but referring halachically here to someone without cognitive ability, the ability to function on his own, maybe someone in a permanent vegetative state. So we care about Chayei Shah, as it's just as usher to kill someone like that, and we're even mechalal Shabbos to save such a person. So with this yesod in mind, says Rav Moshe, we can answer our original question. Why does the Torah use flattery, saying we're flattering the land if we allow that to happen? If you're willing to allow someone to be killed because he's not useful to the greater good or it's a hindrance to society, then you think people are tougher to the land. Well, the truth is that the Torah tells us that the land is tougher to people. People are more important than the land. And when we treat death and end-of-life decisions flippantly, we're flattering the land. That's why Yachanif is the appropriate word here. Shkach.